Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
We have someone else in here right now, Hutton, who can spend some cash.
Making
right
it
now.
Rain, $50,000 performance bonus, Luke Sanders, in studio with us, Nashville's own. He was on the card for UFC on ESPN Fight Night 1 this past Sunday night and knocked out a former champ, Henan Barral, in the second round. And he joins us in studio, fresh off of that fight, a little bruised up, but get the victory and the $50K.
Yeah.
Luke, what's up, man? Good to have you back in studio.
Pleasure to be here, man. It's always good seeing you boys.
Yeah, man. So, tell what is the feeling like of knocking someone out?
We don't have that feeling. We don't know what that feeling's like. So
what's the rush? Describe the rush.
Man, so like automatically, you know, I hit him with that left hand. You know, it's got 100 G's on it now and bonuses. Hit him with that left, man. I see his eyes go back, and I'm thinking, please don't get up. And then the follow up shot, man, was the one that just, you know, turned him out completely. And, yeah, man, you know, like when you're a kid and you get really angry and you might have done it before, whatever, like you start punching your pillow or maybe it's the couch.
You get that
and,
adrenaline. Like, you don't feel anything.
Yeah, and you go numb. And, like, you just see, like, nothing but, like, a tunnel vision. So I just seen his chin and, like, I just felt numbness. Like, I was just wasn't hitting anything, but I was just that target, you know, that's all it was. So I noticed that it was connecting.
You know, you've obviously you've won a number of fights, not just this one. You said that first instinct is don't get back up when you hit him, because there is the doubt that I don't know if he's out or not. I'm still fighting, the fight's going on at that point.
Sure.
Have you ever had that moment where you just knew you landed one and that was it? Or is it always that initial thought of, boy, I hope he's down now so this fight is over?
Well, yeah, so, like, initially when they fall, you're always, like, usually when you're, like, don't get back up, they're, like, most of the times when you hit somebody, you don't even think you threw it hard. When they are out completely and they're not going to get back up, you don't even think that's the one that was going to get them. It was the one before you was thinking, oh, this is
it's
the one
glancing that's gonna blow that gets them after
that.
Yeah,
the one that you don't try to swing is the one that goes out of the ballpark, you know? It's like those pitchers things. I don't know. You ever cracked a baseball? It's the one that you're not trying to swing. That's the one that just hits the sweet spot and it's just sailing. And you're like, dude, I didn't even try. You know. So, yeah. But the follow ups were those other types.
How sore are you a couple days removed?
My beak hurts. I'm gonna rest my face for a couple days. It takes about 2 weeks sometimes, and I'm pretty sore right now. I'm going to go get some cryotherapy afterwards. And
frozen,
just
literally frozen.
Yeah, I'm just going to like have freezing cold air blown all over my body and face for minutes. And yeah, it's going to be great.
I hope you don't mind. I want to get into the process of the financials here, because you made $100,000 right in this fight, $50,000 bonus.
Mm.
What do you pay for training for a fight? Like, how much do you actually end up making based on this victory, on the effort you put in?
Man.
Because you're fighting, what, four times a year?
Yeah. It's kind of like, you know, you go through the process. It's kind of like going for people to get their degrees, you know? Like, you go through this whole stage of years where you're not making any money. You're basically in school, like, learning your trade, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, it sounds like a lot of money, but then, like, you know, you're out there and I'm in Arizona for 6 weeks, you know, and I got to pay for a place to stay and a car, and I got to travel, and I got to food, and I got to do all these special supplements. And then I have strength coaches, and, you know, that's a big thing for me is, you know, being in shape and being prepared physically, you know. Just as much as the mental stuff. So then you have that too. You have mental coaches and stuff. And, yeah, you know, you have a Thai coach, a jiu-jitsu coach, an MMA coach, a dietitian.
Are all these people on retainer for you, or do you pay them just specifically to get you ready for a fight?
Yeah, it's like some of them are year round. Some of them are camp only, but most of them are year round. You know, wow. This isn't a
hobby
for me.
You do an 8-week camp? What do you do?
Yeah, so I did like probably, I did over 8 weeks for this one, but I'd say, yeah, for 8 weeks, I was pretty committed. And you know, it's a tough sport because with the dietitian and all that stuff, sometimes I'm like, my athlete or a slave. Like sometimes I'm putting in like all day at the gym, just, you know, training and sweating so hard that I'm eating like what someone would leave as leftovers on their plate, you know, for broccoli or dinner, you know what I mean? And then I'm like,
that's gotta be tough.
So, you know, and then I'm going out doing aerobic workouts for like,
and then sometimes your opponent
1,000 calories and stuff. So.
If your opponent doesn't make weight and they cancel the fight, they don't find someone to step in for you. Do you lose that show money?
Like
you're also dependent on your opponent doing the same thing, right?
Yeah. So like I've had a situation before when I was supposed to fight in Pittsburgh with the UFC. This dude, he had to go to the hospital because he got sick. Like 9 pounds over, and they're like, hey, they're not gonna let him cut no more weight, and this is the day of the fights, you know, right. And they're like, hey, we're not gonna let him cut no more weight. So
he got sick from trying to cut so much weight so quickly.
They're like, hey, we're not gonna let him cut no more weight, and like 10 pounds, that's a huge advantage. Like if I didn't have to cut 10 pounds, like I'd be, you know, you're just a whole different like scenario to cut like the first 10. And then the second 10 is twice as hard. And it just gets harder the more weight you have to cut because the more depleted you are. And you only have so much you can actually physically take until, you know,
you're and mentally
take
too.
A nap.
Yeah.
you obviously are very happy after that win. And I can only imagine the feeling of relief when you train that hard for a fight and you're successful and you win. And then kind of coming down from that high afterward after you get the win. What's next for you right now? Do you even start to think about that other than just recovery for your body? Or is it immediately, okay, I accomplished this. Now I've got to get ready for my next fight or whatever's coming up next.
Yeah, you know, it's a super happy moment, you know, to have a finish like that over a legend. So for me, I'm still taking it all in, but that can take a week too, man. Like sometimes I wake up because there's so much climb to the fight. And then once it's over, it's like not really over. Like you don't feel like that instant relief like you think you would. Cause like I might wake up in like 2 days, 3 days sometimes after a fight and just be completely anxious and like think I have a fight, think it's fight day. And I'm like wake up like nervous and like, you know what I mean? Like that feeling you get when you walk outside and nobody's like there and you're like, is somebody here?
Yeah.
You know, like that kind of feeling. And so you're super anxious and, you know, after about a week, you kind of forget about it and you get back to normal, but your body's still adjusting because of the weight cut, because of like, it's an emotional experience. So, you know, you're getting locked in a cage with somebody who is the baddest person on the planet from overseas, you know, like the baddest person in their tribe, and they bring them all the way across the world to fight the baddest person in the tribe. You know, of Nashville, that's me. And, you know, but yeah, you know, so it's a mental, like, battle. Yeah.
How do you go about the UFC? Sometimes, most of the time is very political and how you have to go about calling guys out to get the fight you want.
Mm-hmm.
How calculated are you as you go into a fight knowing that if you win, you get the post fight interview, and that's normally where you call out the next opponent. And if you're going about it the right way, you can make a statement and get someone's attention pretty quickly with that. So how much do you have to focus on what you're going to do after the fight as much as you are trying to prepare for beating your opponent? That would be nerve-wracking to me from a business perspective.
Sure, man. For me, it's just about being genuine and just being in the moment. So I don't really put a lot of thought on it, but I don't call people out either. I fight everybody they hand me. I'm not one of those people. There's a few people out there. Actually, there's a lot of people in the UFC that you know, pick and choose their opponents, and they turn down a lot of fights. But, you know, the UFC don't like that. If you're in the UFC, you're there to fight the best and whoever, you know, is the hardest matchup. And that's why I'm there to test myself. You know, at the end of the day, you know, if you want to be a champion, you don't know how good you are unless you know, you try and you know.
Yeah. You want the test. Do you want to test as quickly as March 23rd in Nashville with a chance to fight in front of your home fans?
You know, I hear I was approached with that same question not too long ago. So there's a little bit of possibility to that. You know, we'll see, man. I'm going to rest this beak today, maybe tomorrow. And then,
how you feel?
Yeah, maybe it'll be like, you know.
Is that an unprecedented turnaround for you, or have you done turnarounds that quick
before? What's the fastest?
Yeah, I've done some quick turnarounds, especially, but mostly in my amateur career, you know. I've fought like 4 times in 6 months before. So, you know, it all depends, you know, on the body, you know. You never know, like these nicks and dings and stuff can last a couple days, or they could be 2 weeks. You know, I woke up this morning, I had a stone bruise on my foot, and I was like, I wasn't there yesterday. But
things just popping up.
Yeah, every time I'm stepping, I know it's there. So, but yeah, man, it's good. And just excited to take a little time off. And, you know, the gym's coming up. I'm opening up MainStreetFitness.com. And
will that be here?
Yeah, man, that's here downtown, right on East Nashville, 711 Main Street. Grand opening is March 2nd, so that's a big deal for me too. And I'm super pumped about that, because like one thing I've been able to be so successful is because I like to be in shape and I like to work out, and it's just like a part of what I am and what I want to do in the future. I'm not going to fight forever, so that's going to be something that I put my energy into as well. And I'm really looking forward to it, and showing people how to not only stay fit but have fun doing it, because the sport is it's a rough sport, and you don't always want to get punched in the face. So for me, finding ways to work out and have fun and be in shape and be physically fit is so important, and that's why like I've just grown to be in the fitness so much, and I want to share that with people too.
So with this new gym opening, and you're talking about kind of the fitness angle for people that are interested in it and want it as a way to work out, will you also be training fighters there? Or if fighters want to come and learn how to fight and maybe eventually be the next Luke Sanders, is that an avenue for them as well? Or is this more from just a fitness staying in shape aspect?
Yeah, man, this is a straight fitness only gym. There's going to be no getting punched in the face. We're just having fun getting it done, you know, exercising and building like relationships and enjoying the stuff. They want to come do that, that'll be at a whole separate place, and you know, and that's a possibility as well, you know, at Nashville MMA.
For the record, by the way, I prefer the not getting punched in the face option.
Yep.
I would gyms too. And workouts. So that's
hey,
good.
Man, I do too. That's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, we're all friends.
Luke Sanders with us. Last time you were in, it was prior to the Reebok deal with UFC. As a fighter, do you like the idea of Reebok coming in and wearing their gear? You get kicked back based on that contract, or do you like selling your own sponsorships and having that business aspect to go about doing things like you would do in another promotion? How do fighters feel about that? Because you don't have a union.
Yeah, I think it depends on the person, but me personally, I like to be different, and I would rather be able to do it myself and have my own little swag. And my own, like, my own thing.
Personality.
You know? Yeah, I'd like to put that into play a little bit, because I think that would be fun for me. And I always enjoyed it, you know, like kind of setting a trend or whatever, or trying to do something that makes me.
Stand out.
Yeah, yeah. And not just be, like, the same T-shirt and the same look, you know. But, you know, it's helpful in ways, because they set up the kits and all that stuff. So, but the money is less, you know, you're definitely taking a big pay cut. And that's where I have the most problem with it, because it's not, you know, I made more money off of sponsorships before I got in the UFC as I do now that I'm in the UFC. Like now I'm
in the UFC. But you make more money on your fight in the UFC though, don't you?
Yeah, I do. But the sponsorship is like,
that's where you want to be.
Yeah, I was like, I mean, the sponsorship was way, like, I was making like four times more in sponsorship, you know? And that was before I was even like on a big stage, you know, like,
yeah,
legitimate, like, you know, company. So
Luke Sanders is in studio with us, ESPN now with UFC. We're eager to see all the ratings, but it sounds like numbers have been up on ESPN compared to FS1. Yeah. That's great for your personal brand as well moving forward. How many fights are on your contract currently?
Yeah, I got two fights left on my contract now after that one. So I still got some time. Usually you renegotiate after...
with one left.
Yeah, before, you know, they... You know, you can...
And you want to be winning when you do that too. So
Yeah, you do want to be winning. And so the ESPN thing is amazing. Like, this is the best sport in the world. Like, this is modern day gladiators, you know, like hand to hand, you know, savages.
Getting
you know?
After each other.
We're hand to hand savages. Like, we're bad dudes, dude. We wake up every day trying to learn how to, like, finish somebody with our bare hands, you know, like finish them.
That's right.
Take them out. And that's what it's about. And to have that on ESPN and showing it, you know, that was amazing for me. I'm like, yeah, this is going to be on ESPN highlights of the morning. Just bouncing his head off the canvas. Like, come on. I was jazzed up.
I'm trying to get Paul involved in this more.
I like what I see. I just I'm not plugged in to know what's when, but when he tells me to turn something on, I do.
Hutton's good about telling anything. Us when to watch for sure.
MMA's so new in the South, man. It's huge out West. Like, people treat MMA differently, athletes, you know.
A lot of the gyms are out there.
Yeah, there's so many gyms, so many fighters, and that's one thing, you know, with me too. I've had to do a lot of traveling and a lot of sacrificing. I've had to spend a lot more money and be a lot more uncomfortable than people, which is, you know, that's kind of good for me too, I've realized. But that's just because my personality, and it kind of fuels me and motivates me, you know, to be gone for my daughter and my family, because they're here in Nashville, you know. So, and then yeah, man.
Luke Sanders has been our guest here in studio. Best of luck to you moving forward with your career. Things are trending in the right direction. You were coming off of a win the last time you were in studio, and you're doing it yet again here. So we'll be following you, man. Get that new contract.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Keep it up. Good luck with the gym.
You're our guy, man.
How can we follow you on social media?
Cool Hand MMA and then mainstfit.com. And come by and celebrate, man. This Saturday, I'll have a little open house there, 7-Eleven B Main Street.
This Saturday?
Yeah.
And then March 2nd, it officially opens?
Yeah,
you said?
March 2nd is the official date. So there'll be a little, like, taste of the gym, workouts and stuff like that then. So
awesome,
yeah, come by and say what's up. And thanks for the support, Nashville. I love you, the king. Hey.
Join our active roster and be part of Team Hutton 104.5 and help the fight to end blood cancer. The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's Tennessee Man and Woman of the Year campaign is the nonprofit's largest annual fundraiser, and all funds raised provide life-saving blood cancer research. Just visit 1045thezone.com and make a tax-deductible donation. Plus, check out Hutton's event calendar, special giveaways, and more. The campaign runs through April 27th, so please donate now. Make someday today, because beating cancer is in our blood. More info at 1045thezone.com.